Welcome to a new edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A big Friday night here at Brayhead Arena. The Clan have just been presented with the Gardner Conference Trophy, but that was certainly the icing on the cake on what was a terrific night, beating the Nottingham Panthers by 4-2. The Clan move 5 points clear at the top of the Elite League after beating their rivals in front of a sellout crowd here at Brayhead Arena. While Clan edge closer to the main prize, their opponents' hopes of clinching the league have been all but extinguished after Ryan Finnerty's men took the win. The Panthers fired the opening salvo in the first period as Greg Jasina finished a rebound after Clan goalie Kyle Jones had denied Robert Farmer. Matt Keith finished an unlikely equaliser as he backhanded his effort into the net despite having two opposing defencemen in front of him. The home side then went ahead as Stefan Meyer's chance got the better of Nottingham netminder Craig Kowalski from close range, but Guillaume Doucet restored parity for the Panthers as he collected Colby Cohen's long pass and coolly slotted past Jones. However, Brayhead were on the ascendancy as Keith looked his chance over Kowalski, and Derek Rail smashed one from close range to make it 4-2 after two periods. Some stubborn defending was needed for the home side in the final period, but heroic display from Clan, including Kyle Jones at between the pipes, meant the point stayed in Glasgow. We'll get some post-match reaction for you in just a second. I'm with Brayhead Clan coach Ryan Finnerty now. Ryan, 4-2 win over Nottingham, but great defensive display in that third period in particular.
Yeah, we lost Ezzy there in the first couple of shifts of the game, and then we had another injury, and we were down to 8 forwards and 4D, you know, and young Zach Sullivan playing a lot of minutes and getting a little power play time, and yeah, just trying to fill the ice really, and it was a battle. I mean, we had to defend, we couldn't attack too much. We didn't have the bodies or the legs to be doing that, so we had to change the way we played a bit, but it was a good win at the end.
Panthers seemed to come at you from the off, obviously still hurting from what's been a terrible week from their point of view, but you did well to weather that storm.
Yeah, they created a lot there. They had some good looks, and you know, they caught us. Their D are active. They had some good high rolls there in the third period and caught us off guard. You know, our D zone, we were a bit scrambly, but that was more because they were very creative. You know, and fatigue's a factor as well. You know, when you've got guys eating that much minutes, and you know, we had to defend like we haven't defended, you know, and that's just what happens. And sometimes you play better when you defend. You can catch teams pressing, and we got some timely scoring, and power play clicked when it needed to, and we were able to grind it out. And I mean, you know, it's tough to talk this long and not mention Kyle Jones. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, every time we broke down, he was there.
I mean, I think the series of saves in the third period in particular, I think he made 3 in a row. It looked as though he was completely out of it, but somehow managed to get something on it and deflect it away.
He just continues to surprise me and impress me. And it's, like I said, we say it every time. I don't know what to say. You know, just when you think you've seen his best, he comes up with something like that. And the guy's incredible. He's incredible.
This is what it's all about when it comes to this stage of the season. Big performances, getting those big points when it matters.
Yeah, you don't get to be competing for top place without a goalie, you know, and without a goalie playing that way. And he gave us a chance tonight, and, you know, the boys fed off of it, and here we are. You know, we got 7 games now, and we're just grinding them out. And you know what, we're getting some good character performances from guys that don't play a lot of minutes, you know, Harper and Sullivan and those guys, and it's bringing the team together here. We get some help. Fitzy's back next game, so we get a bit of help, and that'll definitely help that decor. You know, Arson and Fritch are probably playing 40 minutes right now, if not more, so it's nice to have a Saturday off to get some rest and some rehab and kind of see what our lineup's going to be. And you know, as he went off today, we're not sure what the prognosis is, but it doesn't look good, so we'll assess it and we'll get ready for battle on Sunday.
Now, you presented with the Gardner Conference Trophy at the end there. I know about the superstition, but there's a lot of new fans still familiarising themselves with ice hockey. Explain why that the guys wouldn't touch the trophy at the end there.
I think it obviously comes from the NHL and the team that wins the league at the end going into playoffs. They find it a bit a bad omen to touch the trophy there that you get presented with, the President's Trophy. So it's kind of started from there, and obviously North American guys kind of carried it forward into here. And the boys said obviously we got our eyes on the big dance and the big trophy, and they decided they didn't want to touch it, so they ain't touching it.
5 points clear going into tomorrow's games. You can take a night off, and hopefully someone can cut someone's throat somewhere.
I guess it's nice being a spectator on Saturday night every now and again. And you know what though, but we'll come back here and get together tomorrow and get prepared for Fife. Haven't seen them for a while, and they're playing good hockey right now, so we got to make sure that we are physically and mentally ready to go.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Now, tonight's game was being shown to a live audience on Premier Sports. I'm delighted to say joining us is the Premier Sports coverage co-presenter, Neil Russell, a.k.a. The Coach. Well, Coach, did you enjoy that game?
Yeah, good game. I thought the opening first period, Craig, wasn't the greatest. A lot of whistles involved in it. Just speaking to Ryan Finnerty there, he wasn't too happy with how slow the Brayhead clan came out of the traps. But I think as the game went along, those final 40 minutes, it was a lot better of a game to call.
You could sense the confidence was rising in clan the same way it was deteriorating in the Panthers.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, 8 forwards, 4D tonight with the Brayhead clan. Yeah. You know, I mean, those guys, I looked at young Zach Sullivan. I actually commented on it towards the end of the game. He looked absolutely exhausted. He'll sleep well tonight. But I thought the Brayhead clan put in a superb effort in those final 40 minutes especially. Came out a lot harder than in that middle period and the third period compared to what they did in the first.
When the Panthers came here dejected, they lost in the Challenge Cup during the week. They lost their two games in the league last week. Pretty much out of the title race. They needed this to get back on track, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that's the Nottingham Panthers gone now, along with the Belfast Giants. I've counted the Belfast Giants out now for the last couple of weeks. But I thought the Nottingham Panthers, different Nottingham Panthers team to the one that we're used to seeing. We're normally used to seeing a lot of physicality on the back end, a lot of guys, silky smooth skaters, guys like David Ling, guys like, say, Chris Higgins, who's obviously a big miss for them this evening as well. I saw a lot of him in Belfast last season. Guy was absolutely superb. So they lacked maybe a bit of that inventive play. I thought Guillaume Doucette was excellent this evening for the Nottingham Panthers, as was Chris Lawrence. So anything offensively minded went through Chris Lawrence or Guillaume Doucette this evening.
One of the points I made in the Clan TV commentary, Panthers 2 years ago at 4-2 down, you could never ever rule them out. I didn't get that feeling tonight.
No, I agree completely. You know, you look at that team from a couple of years ago.
Treble-winning team.
The treble-winning team, correct. Not Grand Slam, in my opinion.
You said it, not me.
Yes, absolutely. You're queuing me up there, Craig, no question about that. Yeah, David Ling, I mean, he was a standout player. For me, the league MVP, swept all the awards at the playoffs at the end of the season awards. And everything offensively went through him, and you know, he made players around him a lot better. I mean, Bruce Graham's statistics playing on that line with Benedict and Ling, they were absolutely lethal. And as you say, whenever they were 4-2 down, they were still cool, calm, collected under pressure. They knew that they had enough offensive power to get back into the game, but it's a very different Nottingham Panthers team.
Now, three teams left in the title race, never mind where you're standing or who you're talking to, who's going to win the league?
I think it's Brayhead clans to lose. I said that the Finner earlier on, we're out for a bite of lunch and we're trying to get him into, you know, get him to say we're hot favourites, but not a chance. He wasn't budging, not a chance. Yeah, wasn't budging at all. But I think the Cardiff Devils are on a roll. The Cardiff Devils are a tough, tough team to beat in their own barn. But they have a couple of big games coming up. The big game on Sunday against the Belfast Giants in the Big Blue Tent. I think they've got to play the Sheffield Steelers as well down the stretch.
Three times.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Sheffield Steelers, you know, they've got a lot of offensive power. I like the Sheffield Steelers. Big question mark will be, Craig, who's going to be in goal for them? I mean, Frank Doyle, it looks like Frank Doyle could possibly be out for the rest of the season. Standout goaltender. For me, won the Steelers the playoff championship last year in that final. Thought he was absolutely superb.
Remember it well.
Down the stretch. Sorry, I'll never forget it.
And, sorry.
Yeah, cheers, mate. You're getting a lot of digs in here this evening. But I think it's Brayhead clans to lose overall, but I think the Sheffield Steelers will really push the clan hard.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Cheers, Craig.
Clan captain Matt Keith with me now. Matt, 4-2 win over Nottingham Panthers, just a little bit closer to the title.
I mean, it was a big big win for us, and obviously we got Sunday coming up, so you know, take it one game at a time, and as long as we take care of ourselves, take care of our own business, then you know, we can't worry about what anybody else is doing. So tonight was a huge win for us.
Stefan Meyer's goal, it looked as though you got a final touch on it, did you?
Which one?
The one right in front of Kowalski's net. I think it was in the second period.
Yeah. No.
No, was it definitely Meyer's goal?
Yeah.
We discussed that one on the commentary. Yeah. But yeah, 4-2 win over Panthers tonight. And Kyle Jones, just as we were talking just before we started, they're absolutely immense.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know what, he's been a rock all year. And it seems like nothing fazed him. He's just he's good at what he does. He calms everybody down back there. And when you need him, he makes the massive saves. And you know, it's great he's getting the recognition he gets, you know, especially from our fan base that you know, the man of the matches. And I know that kind of stuff doesn't really matter to him, but it's nice to see him get recognised because he's been there all year for us.
You had three guys down tonight, Ryan Kavanagh, Chris Frank, Zach Fitzgerald. Lee Esler's went off during the first period as well. You guys really put in a lot of shifts tonight.
Yeah, but you know what, it's always hard when you're missing guys, but it gives other guys an opportunity to step up and play. And you know, like, I mean, like we've talked about before, Zach Sullivan is a rock back there, and Jeff Smith's, I mean, obviously he's an older guy, he's been around a while, and there's no worries when he comes into the lineup, you know what he's going to bring, and it's just everybody chipping in and playing a smart team game, and that's basically why we got the points tonight.
Well, that's February bye with now into March. 5 points clear at the top of the league. Other teams have got games in hand. Sheffield play Cardiff 3 times as well, but it's a huge month ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what you play all year for is to be in the position that we're in, but you don't take it lightly. Take it as something that we can just coast through it now. These are the most important games coming up, and the next one's the biggest game of the year, and that's just how you always have to take it.
Biggest game of the year. 5 Flyers come here on Sunday night, another big crowd expected as well. Just keep it rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, they're a good team, and we've had some battles with them this year, so it'll be a big game for sure.
Thanks very much, Keith.
All right, no problem.
And that's the action and reaction here from Brayhead Arena tonight on a night when the Clan defeated the Panthers by 4-2. Well, the next game is a vital league clash with the 5 Flyers coming to Brayhead Arena on Sunday, the 1st of March 2015. It's a 6 o'clock face-off. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700, or you can buy them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's 5 Flyers coming to Brayhead Arena, the next opponents on Sunday, the 1st of March, 6 o'clock face-off. Get those tickets via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700, or you can buy them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Don't forget, keep up to date with all the latest news from the Clan at the website, brayheadclan.com, like our official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. My name's Craig Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'll be back on Sunday. Bye for now.